This is Passport to Texas. April was National Volunteer Month. It was an occasion to recognize those who donate their time for the betterment of, well, everything, including Texas Parks and Wildlife.
Some of the programs at Texas Parks and Wildlife wouldn't exist without volunteers. In fact, in 2010, the benefit of volunteers to Texas Parks and Wildlife was estimated at a value of almost $17 million.
At the time we spoke, Ernie Gamage was Education and Outreach Director for Texas Parks and Wildlife. He's since retired.
Because the opportunities are so varied, people can find something that is rewarding, regardless of what it is, whether it's a one-day event helping teach a kid how to fish or the angler education program where you sign on as a volunteer for as long as you're willing to do it and may teach hundreds of people how to fish. Or maybe it's a program that lasts several months, like a nature tracker program, counting horny toads or something. Or perhaps it's a commitment to be a hunter education volunteer or a master naturalist that is a lifelong commitment, can be. So there's something for everybody.
To find volunteer opportunities, go to the Texas Parks and Wildlife website, and at the top, you'll see a link that says Get Involved. Click that, and you're on your way. That's our show for today. Thank you for joining us. We record our series at the Blockhouse Studios in Austin. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.